1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The Biden administration has decided to send cluster munitions to Ukraine to help defend against Russian attacks. ABC's Martha Raddatz is in Ukraine and met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv. He says they're making progress in the counteroffensive, but will continue to push for fighter jets from the U.S. and allies.
What is your assessment of how the counteroffensive is going right now?
We all want to do it faster, the president told me. Every day means new losses.
Today, Russian airstrikes killed five people in Lviv in western Ukraine. In Miami federal court, Walt Nauta, the aide to former President Trump, entered a not guilty plea to charges related to the special counsel's case over Trump's handling of classified documents. Nauta is accused of helping hide boxes of classified material. Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, launched its version of Twitter last night called Threads. This is ABC News. No injuries after a cruise ship hit a dock in San Francisco this morning.
The Ruby Princess was coming into the dock around 6 in the morning with a bar pilot on board when something happened and the large cruise ship hit the dock, damaging it and putting a puncture in the ship above the waterline. Many passengers were told didn't even know anything had happened. Others were watching the docking and said the ship came in fast and then dock workers were screaming, "Whoa!" All 3,300 passengers and 1,100 crew were fine. Princess is now figuring out if the ship can leave for Alaska. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Tensions after a near confrontation between the U.S. and Iran on Wednesday. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Patrick Ryder said Iran attempted to seize two oil tankers.
Both of these incidents occurred in international waters and represent a pattern of behavior by the Iranians. Since 2021, Iran has harassed, attacked, or seized nearly 20 internationally flagged merchant vessels, presenting a clear threat to regional maritime security and the global economy.
Rena Roy, ABC News.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Drought conditions in the western part of the state remained about the same in the latest drought monitor, which doesn't take into account for the rain that has fallen since Tuesday morning. Nearly the entire state, about 93% of it, is experiencing some form of drought, with the worst of it in southern Wisconsin and in far northern Wisconsin in Douglas County. The village of Lake Halley has passed ordinances aimed at curbing panhandlers and people living in vehicles. The village board unanimously passed the measures, which Police Chief Ed Orgon said come after complaints from businesses along Commercial Boulevard. Orgon added that first offenders would be given a warning. And after months of what he called targeted harassment, Amory Police Chief Steve Heinzel turned in his resignation. Heinzel said that he felt working conditions were intolerable. Social media posts critical of Amory's police department have added up to tens and even hundreds of thousands of views. The city council voted unanimously last night to begin searching for a new police chief. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
The Deronda Lutheran Church is holding a multifamily garage sale on Wednesday, July 5th from 1 until 5 p.m. and Saturday, July 8th from 8 till noon. For more details, nuicparish.org. On July 10th, the Indian Head Barbershop Course meets at 7 p.m. at the Government Center on the northeast side of Highway I and Highway 46 in Balsam Lake. If you're a guy and you like to sing, you are welcome. Stop by Michael Park on Wednesday, July 12th, and listen to Sean and Ian Okamoto at 6 p.m. And July 13th through July 16th, it's the New Richmond Fun Fest. Stop on by for some food, beverages, and live music entertainment all of those days.
If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us, and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this the Yacht Rock Thursday edition.
Yeah.
You're ducking out early to go see Yacht Rock? What?
I mean, just a little early, crew. They're going to go at 5. Yeah, man, got to hit Summerfest. The last 3 days of Summerfest, as everyone knows, I love me some Summerfest. I got a couple of friends playing down there. Kevin, lead singer for the Docksiders, man. They're going to kick off at BMO Harris at like 5:30. And our buddy Scott, a drummer for the Guffs, also playing tonight down at Summerfest. So we're gonna make the rounds tonight, Steph and I.
You're ducking out early.
just a little early, man.
How does that affect our travel plans for tomorrow, Dom? You and I, we're supposed to be doing a road show tomorrow.
Oh, man. No effect. I keep going, baby. This ball keeps rolling. A rolling stone gathers no moss, Rudy.
Papa is a rolling stone. I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Yeah.
Dominic. Good to see you, man. Tomorrow, we're taking this show to Titletown, baby. We're going on the road to Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW. That is our Fox Valley flagship, Dom. And we're going to broadcast live from the downtown studios. And what's the occasion? It's Friday night, and we're on the city deck. And apparently, there's going to be some Yacht Rock going on the city deck tomorrow night.
It's that time of year, man. You can't get away from it.
I'm not sure if it's Yacht Rock, but there will be live music on the deck on Friday night. And tomorrow, we're joined live in the WGBW studios by our pal, Dr. Harvey K.
Nice.
Professor Emeritus, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. And also, Dom, a couple of local heroes, John Mino and the former mayor, Jim Schmidt, former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt. Well, they got their own little fine morning product playing out in the Fox Valley, the mayor and Mino, each morning, 6 to 8 a.m. So tomorrow, I'll be on the road by 6, probably earlier, have to be, so I can appear in the Green Bay studios on their fine morning product.
Oh, nice. Okay, I got
it. At 7:30 a.m. So tune in, and you can always do that on the Civic Media app. That's how the Patriots listen. Get the Civic Media app. Turn on WGBW, and Crudy, will be there representing tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I will not be there in Green Bay at 7:30 in the morning.
You won't be there with me? I thought.
No, man, I get there for our show. I'll get there later, man. But I have confidence, Crudy. I've seen you on C-SPAN. Hell, I've seen you on Fox. I think you'll do fine.
You didn't see me on C-SPAN? You sound like a video graphic image of me.
There was a picture of you. From you know, the gubernatorial days.
I'm not a morning host kind of guy.
No.
Morning's not my strong suit, but I'll do my best to be awake. You know, 90 minutes drive. I'm cutting the distance. I'm going halfway up tonight. So I can sneak in tomorrow. Just sun's up by 6, right?
Oh yeah.
I'm often out of bed by 6 and then I go snuggle back into bed. Mrs. Crudy and all that, you know, got to make sure she's warm. Dom, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, a man after my own heart, is out trolling the Republicans today. Tony's trolling. Tony, the troller Evers. Three-term Tony.
I don't know if he's got that kind of motivation, but wow, you got to appreciate this. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers, at the Gov Evers Twitter page, he retweeted an article from the Journal Sentinel. We read it yesterday about him using his veto powers to extend public schools and financing and all that for 400 years. But the picture is him taking a sip out of his coffee cup. Just like
cup of tea.
He's just trolling these guys, man. So I found it pretty amusing. And the way that Republicans are losing their frickin' minds today is almost worth it.
Well, here's one modest change I would have made. I would have extended the pinky.
Oh,
yeah, or fancy. In lieu thereof, another one of my fingers as part of the proper troll, you know, the visual image. I would have taken it just a little further, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's why he's governor and you're not.
Is that the only reason why? Dom.
One of many, perhaps.
I'm also not Speaker of Wisconsin's Assembly. And he is out whining loudly today. Robin Voss. He's making vows, Dom. He vows to move to restore the tax cut after Tony Evers' veto. Evers promises another veto.
So let's sit here and spin our wheels, Robin Voss. Way to spend quality time working for the people.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is vowing, Dom. You know, angry people vow. Angry people vow.
Don't people, lovely people who are in love get married and take vows? Isn't that a vow?
That is a vow of sorts.
To you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is vowing to put forward a new bill to cut income taxes after Governor Tony Evers vetoed Republican lawmakers' tax plan from the next two-year state budget. Voss, I don't know if you know this, Don, but he's a Republican from Rochester. That's okay. Down in sort of the Mount Pleasant, the WRJN Racine area. And in an interview on Whitey Righty Talk Radio down the dial in Milwaukee, he said that Republican lawmakers are going to stand up and fight. They're going to fight Evers' vetoes that hollowed out the $3.5 billion plan to cut income taxes by introducing a separate bill that will seek to achieve the same goal. If you fail once, try the exact same plan again.
What's the definition of insanity again?
Well, here's the quote. We're not going to lay down. That's the Robin Voss quote. When asked by the righty-whitey radio host Jay Weber whether GOP lawmakers plan to take up the bill later this summer that would reintroduce the tax cuts Evers vetoed, Voss said, that's exactly what we're looking to do. Exactly. I bet he didn't have the manly tone like that, though. We want to make sure that people of Wisconsin remember who's on their side and who's not. Who's on their side? Oh, if I think of anything, Robin Voss, who's on my side in this world?
Robin Voss. They're
Robin Voss.
I mean, you know, when I was walking on the beach and all of a sudden there was just two set of footsteps and it was me. And it says, Robin Voss, where were you? He said, I was there. I was the one carrying you. That's who I rely on, is Robin Voss. Crudy, Evers told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel a stop in Wausau he would not support new legislation that seeks the same reductions. No,
Evers said when asked if he would sign a bill that just addressed the second highest tax rate, which cover middle class families. Now, let me just jump in here. Yes, it covers middle class families, but it goes from what? 40 some thousand up to 400,000 per family.
And your objection is that that's too broad, but that's not Tony Evers' fault. Is he supposed to recraft the entire tax system? I know Republicans wanted to, but Tony put out his proposal, a 10% tax cut for middle-class families. To get to that number, there would have to be a tax cut from this bracket, this very broad $36,000 to $400,000 bracket, because that's where all the middle-class families live in this state. And below that threshold, they got a tax cut.
Do you really think, as a family, as two earners getting, what, $405,550 a year, that's middle class? Do you think anyone earning $36,000 a year thinks that they are in the same, you know, boat as someone making $200,000 a year, you know, with a couple making $400,000? That's entirely different, man.
Well, then reset the tax brackets. But if you want to extend a middle class tax break in the state of Wisconsin under the current tax codes, you got a very broad middle class bracket. There is another bracket above $405,550 per annum. And I can totally understand why Tony Evers said they should not get a 15 or a 17% reduction. But how about the 10% you promised, Tony? If Republicans ran a clean bill out, meeting the expectations that Tony Evers set forth, 10% middle class tax reduction, should Tony veto that?
They're not going to go for it. They're going to Republicans. We'll wait and see what the Republicans put forth, but I would imagine the Republicans are going to do the same damn thing they just did. So if they put forth a 10% reduction for that, I don't know, man. I think anyway, listen, if you were making $200,000 a year yourself and your spouse is making $200,000 a year, I just don't see how
but
that,
if you're making 18 that, and your spouse is making 18
qualifies as somehow a middle class tax cut. So
because
no,
everybody from 36 grand up falls in that tax bracket.
I understand how brackets work, Rudy, and it's BS. I mean, what 30 grand to 80 to 90 grand, maybe I would consider more middle class. If you're making over $100,000 to $150,000 as a married couple, I think that's getting beyond middle class, quote unquote. What's the average salary here in the state of Wisconsin?
$56,000. Well, that, let me take that back. I saw that stat somewhere else. The average American worker makes $56,800 a year, something like that. They think to be solid in their financial outlooks, they need to make $233,000 a year. About four times what they currently make.
Yeah.
The average American.
Yeah, I'd feel a whole lot more comfortable if I was making four times what I currently make. Average salary in Wisconsin, $50,120, which comes down to about $24.10 an hour.
One more quote from Robin Voss. Voss on Thursday called the move the Evers veto an unprecedented, brand new way to screw the taxpayer by using this line item veto authority that was never imagined by a previous governor and certainly wouldn't be by anybody who thinks there is a fair process in Wisconsin.
Says the guy who orchestrated the biggest political gerrymander in United States history. Yeah, like I'm going to believe anything or worry about anything that guy says.
Tony's not being fair. Do you see the tweet?
Thompson, Walker, all the Republican, all the governors have used this super powerful veto authority, not just Evers.
Yeah, but he did it better. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, a Yacht Rock Thursday edition. Is there Yacht Rock? They seem contradictory words.
Weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Bring your friends and family this week and enjoy these great movies. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Cocaine Bear, and the Super Mario Brothers. Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Learn more at AmoryTheater.com. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. 50 tonight under clear skies, south winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 78 tomorrow. Cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 55. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 77 Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for scattered showers 82 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 72.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Yacht Rock Thursday. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dom, we welcome in the Milwaukee Brewers fans. Victory over the Cubbies, 6-5.
Oh,
Brewers win. Victory. Brewers win. Hang that L up in Wrigley.
But they split the series, though, right? That was a 2-2.
Buddy, this was a great series.
Yeah,
the Milwaukee Brewers win a 6-5 final. The Cubs tied it up with two runs in the eighth.
Oh,
and then homer by Victor Caratini in the bottom of the eighth. Brewers win 6-5. Another comeback win.
Well done, Brew Crew.
The game the other night ended with a tag out at home plate.
It's been a brutal couple of days.
It has been a brutal couple of days, and
entertaining. That's sports. It's supposed to be like that.
You know what my Facebook moniker is? The thing at the top of my Facebook page. Jesus hates the Cubs. Go Brewers. So, anyways, tuck it, Cubbies.
And Kochka, 844-967-2789.
Dom, after you leave because you're ducking out early going to a Yacht Rock concert, I'm giving away some free Brewers tickets to Happier Happy Hour. Good ones. PNC, you know, club seats, the good seats behind home plate for this Saturday's game. So if you want some tickets, got to stick around till hour two. But now we got some time for our audience right now. We should take a little dip in the pool. Again, 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Oh, yes, DGT. I love the fact that since the voters can't give the arrogant Republican legislators any consequences because they're so gerrymandered, I love the fact that at least Governor Evers has given them a few consequences. Had I been he, I would have started out with a veto. Line item veto of the welfare for private school program that they gave about 10 times as much money to as they did public school. As the saying goes, you can't fix the problem, and we do have problems with our public schools. You can't fix the problem by throwing money at it, but you also can't fix it by taking money away from it.
Jack, what do you think? What do you think of Evers' remedy, though? This sleight of hand, this line item veto that has been much bemoaned by the right. And when you set funding up for the next 405 years or something of that sort, Jack, you know, I like the Tony trolling Twitter, and I like all that stuff. But at the end of the day, do they make a fair complaint? I mean, this is not the intent of the line item veto, is it, to set up funding for 400 years?
Well, I don't know. Walker seemed to pull some pretty fast tricks with the line item veto. And as I recall, a few other governors have done little things like cross out letters and to make new words and things like that. So I think it's entirely fair. Now, is it reasonable? Well, is what the Republicans doing reasonable in terms of cutting funding for things like education, particularly public schools, and then putting the money into private schools, but also the UW system and some of the other crazy things that they've done? I mean, it, you know, it's sort of sticking your finger in their eye, which I think they deserve.
I don't disagree with you. But Jack, of course, we all got to live together in this state. And, you know, there will be other important pieces of legislation that come down the pike. Question mark. I don't know. Anything else getting done during this legislative session?
Oh, just more tax dichotomy? Cuts. Let me throw this one out there, Curdy, just briefly. Molly Beck, Jesse, OPP, a poignant at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about, you know, how can Evers do this? A little history as they lay out for us. Until Evers' budget action on Wednesday, governors had used vetoes to increase state spending above levels set by lawmakers 31 times since 1991 and increase bonding levels 7 times during that time, according to analysis by the Legislative Reference Bureau done in 2020. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker also used his office's veto authority to extend one measure in the 2017-2019 state budget to last indefinitely, known as the 1,000-year veto. That year, Walker used partial vetoes to turn the deadline to end a program allowing school districts to raise revenue limits for energy-efficient projects from 2018 to 3018. Hmm. 3018! In another veto in the same budget, Walker delayed the start of a program from 2078 from, or to 2078 from 2018. So, just a couple of other examples of how other governors, Republicans, specifically Scott Walker, have used this very powerful veto authority.
So when Robin Voss shakes a fist at Tony Evers, he said in response, "I learned it from you, Wanker. I learned it from you.
I learned it by watching you."
Tom from West Dallas. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. I was at the game on July 4th, and it was so cool when you saying the Cubs fans and us Brewer fans came together in that moment, which was cool.
Singing "God Bless America"?
We're all together. Yes. And I was like, you know, because I've been waiting on the phone a little bit. I kind of got lost track in my mind. You know, it's you know how it is.
I do.
You got to be on top.
Yeah, we do.
It's hard. Now, you guys do a good job. Believe me. And that, and with that said, but it was so great to see that everybody was together.
Well,
yeah, that was a great feeling. I love sports for that reason. Not fond of the song, but, you know, I appreciate people coming together.
I was at the Armed Forces Boxing Championship when a drill sergeant down on Lakeland Air Force Base sang "Proud to be an American," and it was a bunch of crying grown men hugging each other, hugging it out, bro. Come back, more Devils. We'll hug it out with some yacht rock.
And I didn't know that we were doing free weed either. That's breathtaking.
I learned it by watching.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The Biden administration has decided to send cluster munitions to Ukraine to help defend against Russian attacks. ABC's Martha Raddatz is in Ukraine and met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv. He says they're making progress in the counteroffensive, but will continue to push for fighter jets from the U.S. and allies.
What is your assessment of how the counteroffensive is going right now?
We all want to do it faster, the president told me. Every day means new losses.
Today, Russian airstrikes killed five people in Lviv in western Ukraine. In Miami federal court, Walt Nauta, the aide to former President Trump, entered a not guilty plea to charges related to the special counsel's case over Trump's handling of classified documents. Nauta is accused of helping hide boxes of classified material. Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, launched its version of Twitter last night called Threads. This is ABC News.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The village of Lake Halley has passed ordinances aimed at curbing panhandlers and people living in their vehicles. The village board unanimously passed the measures, which Police Chief Ed Orgon said came after complaints from businesses along Commercial Boulevard. Orgon added that the first offenders would be given a warning. After months of what he called targeted harassment, Amory Police Chief Steve Heinzel turned in his resignation. Heinzel said that he felt working conditions were intolerable. Social media posts critical of Amory's police department have added up to tens and even hundreds of thousands of views. The city council voted unanimously last night to begin searching for a new police chief. And drought conditions in western Wisconsin remain about the same in the latest drought monitor, which doesn't account for the rain that has fallen since Tuesday morning. Nearly the entire state, almost 93% of it, is experiencing some form of drought, with worse drought in the southern part of the state as well as in far northern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a yacht rocking Thursday edition. Dom ducking out early. That means I'm going to need your help in hour number two, hell, through the entire program. Dom barely even shows up.
Come on.
But you need to show up at 844-967-2789 also. Saving them to the happier happy hour, Dom, but giving away some Brewer tickets to this weekend. Brewers off a big win today. And some on the text line were texting us out, Dom. If you get the new app, texting us is super easy. Jeff says, no pressure, but be great today, boys. No pressure. We're always great,
comes
Jeff.
Naturally, baby.
That part's easy. Angie warns us, heads up, cops all over Stoughton Road in Madison. Thought you could warn your listeners. Well, I should have told them 20 minutes ago. Hope they didn't get pulled over already. Right. Another 608 listener texting out, love, all caps. Tony's stepping up the jackassery. It's about time. Right. Yeah, it's a Dems playing the game in this state. Tony's playing the game, at least the trolling game. Another texter from the 414 points out the hero of today's game, the Brewer game, 165. Caratini is an ex-Cub. Stings a little worse when it's a former teammate that's sending you
home. Nice, well done.
And love the new app. No longer works with the Android Auto. Well, buy yourself an Apple phone. It's working with the CarPlay. No, they continue to upgrade the app. And if you have not updated your app recently, please consider doing so because it's getting better all the time. And it has more super cool stuff like texting us directly from the app. And then I get it directly on my phone. The old system used to go to the producers. They never shared their.
Well, you could have logged in, but now it's super easy. And now we can see it. Crudy, the tears of unfathomable sadness from these Republicans, they taste so good. Cap Times reporting State Senator Eric Weinberger. He's a Republican from Green Bay. Eric, we're coming to your
Eric
town.
Eric Weinberger?
Tomorrow.
Go ahead, sorry.
Weinberger. W-I-M-B-E-R-G.
No, I said Weinberger.
Weinberger. A member of the GOP-controlled Joint Finance Committee that assembled most of the budget said Evers' veto will reduce state income tax cut by $2.7 billion. It's disappointing to see that he used his powerful veto pen to slash over half of our proposed tax cuts. The Republican plan would have resulted in about $3.5 billion in income tax cuts. Voss, also very angry. Vetoing tax cuts on the top two brackets provides hardly any tax relief for truly middle-class families. His decision also creates another economic disadvantage for Wisconsin, leaving our top bracket higher than most of our neighboring states, including Illinois. Well, they also have legal weed and, you know, safe abortion. But there's other reasons why people may not want to be here, Robin Voss. A lot of those reasons are because of your poor governorship. Let me rephrase that. Your poor legislative priorities.
Come on, undermining the UW system, that'll be a great thing for Wisconsin's future. Just chop them off at the knees.
I know, man. Come on.
They're too diverse over there. They're indoctrinating the kids. 844-967-2789. Jeff, listening in Racine, WRJN country. Welcome, Jeff. What do you got for us?
Jeff from Racine. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah. I am a member of the Racine Educators United Teachers Union.
Yes, sir. Right on.
Now, I received a communication from them saying that, and I quote, on our speedo language, he employed announcing an annual per pupil increase to public schools of $325 for the next 400 years. It is imperative for REU, Racine Educators United, members and Wisconsin public education supporters to know this language does not guarantee any additional state funding for public schools. Rather, this veto permits hundreds of local municipalities across Wisconsin to raise their own property taxes in perpetuity, or pronounce that, to an amount that fails to keep up with inflation. Can you help me understand that?
Well, as I understand it, the shared revenue, we've talked about shared revenue, money that comes from the state back to the municipalities. There is a shared revenue component. We've seen that that has gone up. And there's also a school funding formula. And the school funding formula was already negotiated prior. And in fact, Tony Evers tied a big increase in voucher schools to the school funding formula. So all schools got an increase, especially in the high school age voucher schools. They got like a $3,000 per student increase. But what Tony Evers did through this line item veto, this extension of revenue cap increases, as I understand it, and I'm not a budgetary expert, but what I understand, Jeff, is effectively that allows the school to create a levy, that allows the school to create a taxing authority and raise taxes for the purpose of funding the schools not to exceed $325 per student per year in increased spending authority. I don't know if that helps or not, sir. But that's different than the state of Wisconsin sending an additional $325 per student. It means you can raise that in your property taxes. Doesn't mean Uncle Bucky Badger or Robin Voss or Tony Evers is sending additional money because of that veto.
And let's not forget, if you know, nothing is etched in stone, and if it were, it can be sandblasted off. Because if a guy like Scott Walker gets in, and perhaps if someone like Robin Voss and what Fitzgerald back in the Senate back in the day, they can just do the next budget and wipe everything clean. So that's, I mean,
that's never going to happen as much, again.
Because yeah, of so as great as it is, and it's certainly a statement for the education guy, right? The education governor. Well, that's one thing to, you know, get your name in the history books, but it can certainly be undone by future Republican legislators and governors.
I really wish I had someone smart like Maggie Dawn to talk to on this topic. Maybe she'll stop by later. 844-967-2789. Eric from Milwaukee. Welcome, Eric. What do you got for us?
Hi, Eric.
Hi, guys. Good to hear from you. I love listening to your show. I'm going to provide something inspirational for you all and for all your listeners. I'm turned 71 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
We're not singing like Gary did.
And thanks to science, I'm still here. I was battling lymphoma for 6 years.
Mm. Oof.
And my last checkup, everything is good.
That's awesome, sir.
Yeah, I thought I'd share it with you guys, something like that. Next time I'll talk to you about why some people are Republicans. You'll get a kick out of that, too.
You tell me now. Why are people Republicans, Eric?
Okay, I can't pronounce the word that good, but I'll spell it to you. You can say the word.
Okay,
it's misogynist.
Misogynist?
Correct.
You think misogyny is the reason why men are Republicans?
Yeah, because a lot of them have problems with relationships with women, and they're mad at women, and they think they deserve to have women in life, but because of their behavior with them, or they can't or they just kind of turn women off, they blame women for their problem, you know, they're having without having a date.
Eric, I don't think you're so far off. Appreciate you listening on WAUK or maybe WRJN. You can hear both signals in the Milwaukee area. Dom, I'm not quite ready to go there yet. I was going to save it for the happier happy hour. But there is a little article over at the Washington Post. Philip Bump, he does analysis for the Washington Post. And the headline here, Ron DeSantis, presidential candidate, targets a significant primary demographic, insecure men. I believe that's
a lot of those in the Republican Party, man.
What Eric is saying, but let me jump down. There's a specific quote. I've highlighted it. I prepared for this show a little bit. But of course, there is another sense in which the Bateman character, and they're talking about, I believe, from the movie Christian Bale played serial killer Patrick Bateman in a movie called American Psycho, and it's a weird, weird movie.
It is a weird movie.
But there are a lot of these Ron DeSantis sort of liking people, or at least those they would hope to appeal to. They were using a clip of Christopher Bale, these sort of, to appeal to these reactionary sort of men. But anyways, that's where I pick up the article. But of course, there is another sense in which the Bateman character and other similarly self-conscious manifestations of masculinity seen in the video should be understood. Now, they sent out an anti-gay video, the DeSantis people did. It's pretty bad. It is an appeal not just to the memes popular with that online audience, but to the insecurity that leads to the embrace of characters such as Bateman. Trump has continuously leveraged white anxiety during his time in politics. DeSantis is appealing to male insecurity. Dom, the fact that you've been singing Yacht Rock all afternoon tells me you don't suffer from that.
No, no, I'm okay with where I'm at, man. I'm okay. I'm good. Thank you.
The Tucker crew and the tanning of their man parts. Apparently,
the whole masculine thing. I mean, who just gets to? Of course, it's a cultural thing. What do you define as masculine? Is being, you know, empathetic and understanding and occasionally cry. Men don't cry, or you know what I'm saying? Or is it, you know, some 50s movie tough guy? You know, with your pants pulled up to your chest so you don't show the belly in the black and white films. I mean, it's hard to understand the mindset, but certainly you got to be comfortable in your own skin. But to Eric's point, it's not just like these Republicans. I think there's a lot of misogyny out there, no doubt about it, especially when you look at how they want to, you know, have women remain as second class citizens. And, you know, move out, says Ron Johnson, if you don't like it here. But also we talked a couple of weeks ago about the young kids that are just giving up on sex, that are all angry at the women, right? So this is something that has been going on for a long time and continues to manifest itself in new ways.
I've never met a man more secure in his manhood than you, Dom.
Really? I'm just overcompensating for my supreme insecureness, Crudy. That's what it is.
I don't see that as being the case. Insecurity, collectively, the panelists here have never suffered from insecurity, as near as I can tell. That's not been a problem we've ever really suffered from.
My parents instilled with me a strong sense of self-worth.
One more caller, at least this segment. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. Man's man. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
A man is more than the tackle between his legs. It's between his ears that makes somebody a man. And for these Republicans whining about this, so the guys at the very top are getting the same tax cut that the people down at the bottom are getting, as far from what I understand. I mean, because of how they have the income tax structured in the state, it's not your whole income that gets taxed at the same rate. It steps. And I correct me if I'm wrong, it steps up at graduated rates as you move up the...
Sure. It's marginal tax rates, but once you've exceeded $37,000 per annum, it jumps way up before you hit another tax bracket. You're over $400,000, $405,000, $550,000 before you hit the next threshold of taxation. So that's broad expanse that if Tony Evers was going to give a tax break to, quote-unquote, the middle class, that would have had to be included there. And that's what these Republicans proposed, you know, to a more extreme measure, and Tony vetoed it. I think there should be a compromise, but I think it would require recasting the upper tax brackets. And I don't know how Tony and these Republicans would ever get there from here.
I don't know either, because it's just ridiculous. That's too huge a jump. It should go up to like 200, you know, maybe to $200,000, and then to 400, another bracket starting at say 500,000 or 400,000. But I mean that expansion there, it just, like Don was saying earlier, that's just unreasonable. That's 36,000 up to 400,000.
Well, and of course Republicans want to give a tax break to everyone making above that still.
All right,
come back. Still a Yacht Rock Thursday edition.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government
is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies tonight with a low of 50. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Cloudy skies expected. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning warmer Sunday with highs in the low 80s and scattered showers possible. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 71.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. Join us 844-967-2789. I'm bailing after 5 o'clock. Gotta go rock and roll some yacht rock out there, but Crudy is gonna give away some Brewer tickets in the next hour, so make sure you stick around for a chance to win.
Dominic, I'm feeling almost as generous as Scotty Wanker with the taxpayers money giving it to Foxconn.
Oh, yeah, baby. Everybody gets some billions of dollars as long as it helps Trump's reelection and Scott Walker's reelection.
And every time I hear Robin Voss whining about something, I just think, Foxconn.
Yeah.
Shut up. We all got Foxconn, but you and your party. Bruce Murphy, you realize it's been 6 years, Dom?
It's hard to believe.
6 years since Foxconn came and created the eighth wonder of the world. They built this monstrosity of a manufacturing facility, and they put thousands of Wisconsin workers to work.
There's drones flying everywhere. There's self-driving trucks on the... None of that's happening.
What happened to the Wisconsin Valley we were promised, Scott Walker?
And Robin Voss and Republicans and even a few Dems.
6 years after deal made, nothing has been manufactured, but the price tag keeps rising. Pardon me, I was thinking yacht rocking. This month is the six-year anniversary of the famous announcement by then-Gubernator Scotty Wanker, Scott Walker, as it's written here, of a deal with the Taiwanese company Foxconn that was soon hailed as the eighth wonder of the world by then-President Donald Trump. The announcement came in late July of 2017. Foxconn promised to invest $10 billion in a massive factory to manufacture high-resolution LCD screens that would employ 13,000 people, in return for which they would receive a $3 billion subsidy from the state. Greatest incentive to a foreign corporation in America's history, right, Dom?
Wow.
And 6 years later, Foxconn is still not manufacturing anything at the huge campus in Mount Pleasant, Racine County. That's right down by Robin Voss's district. What are they doing? What are you doing? Say you do around here, Foxconn.
What would you say you do here?
The most recent development is that Microsoft has agreed to buy a $50 million parcel of the Foxconn campus to build a data center. But, as with all past announcements, the deal may not amount to many jobs created, even as it costs more for taxpayers. What a sweet deal. Back in 2017, Wanker and Republican legislators claimed the deal would only pay Foxconn for money invested and jobs created. But in fact, state and local governments paid heavily for the upfront cost. The state spent $168 million on roads and highways needed for what was supposed to be a massive manufacturing campus. And the village of Mount Pleasant and Racine County committed to spending $808 million for a sewer, water, and other costs. and by 2021 had spent $258 million on this. Also, the American Transmission Company, pushed by Scott Walker. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about this one, too.
Installed high-voltage power lines and new substation to service Foxconn's Promise Campus at a total cost of $257 million, which is being paid for by electric ratepayers in Wisconsin. We also get to pay that tax in a way, don't we, Dom?
Well, we certainly do. And all these Republicans talk like yesterday with school loans, right? I mean, how does it, I'm not in school. I don't have those loans. How does it affect me? Well, here you go. You have Republicans giving money away for these kinds of deals. You're not benefiting from that, ratepayers.
Well, Dominic, the cost so far, $683 million. And the debt keeps rising. The debt taken on by Mount Pleasant Village government amounts to 500% of its operating revenues. They've indebted themselves five times more than their total revenues.
Yeah, but so what? If they indebt themselves and they can't pay it, you know who ends up paying that bill? The rest of the state.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. We have the backstop for that investment. Thank you, Scotty Walker.
Rudy, under Governor Tony Evers, the deal with Foxconn was drastically downsized, but only after all this spending was completed or committed. Yet even this kept the door open for Foxconn to collect $37.4 million in tax credits for investing $266 million at the site and creating 579 jobs during 2020 and 768 jobs and a capital investment of $77 million in 2021. But there is still no evidence that Foxconn or these workers are actually manufacturing anything at the Mount Pleasant campus. Foxconn had promised a Gen 10.5 fab facility, then cut down to a Gen 6 fabrication facility, and then just dropped the idea entirely. It has floated plans to make electric cars, automatic coffee kiosks for airports, ventilators during the pandemic, and to assemble servers for Google. It has asked employees for ideas and discussed fish farms, exporting ice cream, storing boats, cosmetics, designer handbags, gaming teams, dairy exports, and a project involving camera fastened autonomous vehicles, the tech publication The Verge reported. Foxconn, now get this, folks. This is how they played the game. Foxconn hired hundreds of workers towards the end of 2019, claiming them on its report to the state for the 2019 year, then quickly laying off the employees in early 2020. One former Foxconn employee called it a pump and dump operation done to qualify for state tax credits. Urban Milwaukee reported this tax loophole in 2020. The new contract negotiated by the Evers administration appears to have closed this loophole, which has meant the workers are kept on the payroll for a longer period, but there's still no evidence they're manufacturing anything. Mostly what has happened is that Foxconn has changed the name of its efforts, first switching from a Gen 10.5 to a Gen 6, and now for years saying that its empty warehouse in Southfield, Wisconsin is the centerpiece of the AI 8K plus 5G strategy, Crudy. Now throw out some other acronyms and letters and numbers. We'll call it something else. Without ever explaining what that means, as The Verge reported.
What would you say you do around here?
I mean, aren't you glad? Now, let's not forget, and this is what all you patriotic, you know, Republicans who care so deeply about small government. Scott Walker and Robin Voss, and they used eminent domain to go in, use the force of government to kick people out of their homes, to buy up their land. In order to, what, subsidize and give this away to a foreign corporation that has reneged on every part of the deal. They use the force of government. You're talking about small government Republicans. That is not who they are, because they will take your stuff even if you vote for them.
Well, it was Scott Walker's reelection Hail Mary, Dom.
Well, yeah, sure. Of course.
How'd that work out for him?
Yeah. But Tony and the veto, and it's not fair. Is it a total lack of judgment, or is it just rank, I don't know, corruption?
What's not fair is you're going to Yacht Rock, and the rest of us, we're just sticking around talking politics and winning some Brewer tickets in the happy hour. Dom, get the hell out of here. We'll
see you on Baker Street, Crudy.
Green Bay tomorrow, fella. The rest of you stick around the happy hour and Brewers tickets to give away next.
You wouldn't hire me. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HB. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.
What would you say you do here? And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.